ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 हरे कृष्ण। Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7. Chapter is entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. Text number 23. Dehastu Sarva Sanghato. Dehastu Sarva Sanghato. Jagattasturiti Dvidha. Jagattasturiti Dvigha. Atreva Mrgya Purusho. Atreva Mrgya Purusho. Naiti naiti ti atattajan.
Naiti naiti atattayajan.
Naiti naiti ti atattyajan.
Naiti naiti atattajan.
Dehastu sarva sanghato.
Dehastu sarva sanghato.
Jagattasthur iti dvidha.
Jagattasthur iti dvidha.
Atreva mrigaya Purusho,
Mrgya Purusho,
Naiti Naiti Ti Atatyajan,
Naiti Naiti Atatyajan,
Dehastu Sarva Sanghato,
Dehastu Sarva Sanghato,
Jagattasthuriti Dvidha,
Jagattasthuriti Dvidha,
Atreva Mrgya Purusho, Naiti naiti ti atatyajan.
Naiti naiti atataya.
Deha, the body. Tu, but. Sarva sangataha, the combination of all the 24 elements. Jagat, seen to be moving. Tas Tuhu, and standing in one place. Iti, thus. Dvidha, two kinds. Atra eva, in this matter. Mrigyaha, to be searched for. Purushaha, the living entity, the soul. Na, not. Iti, does. Na, not. Iti, does. Iti, in this way. Atat, what is not spirit. Tyajan, giving up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Srila Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. There are two kinds of bodies for every individual soul. A gross body made up of five gross elements and a subtle body made up of three subtle elements. Within these bodies, however, is the spirit soul. One must find the soul by analysis, saying, "This is not it. This is not it." Thus, one must separate spirit from matter. Purport. As previously stated, स्वर्णम यथा ग्रवेशु हेम कारह क्षेत्रेशु योगेश तद अभिज्ञ अपनुयत. An expert in the study of soil can find out where gold is and then dig there. He can then analyze the stone and taste the gold with nitric acid. Similarly, one must analyze the whole body to find within the body the spirit soul. In studying one's own body, one must ask himself whether his head is his soul, his fingers are his soul, his hand is his soul, and so on. In this way, one must gradually reject all the material elements and the combinations of material elements in the body. Then, if one is expert and follows the Acharya, he can understand that he is the spirit soul, spiritual soul living within the body. The greatest Acharya, Krishna, begins his teaching in Bhagavad Gita by saying, Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuhyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Bhagavad Gita 2:13. The spirit soul possesses the body and is within the body. This is the real analysis. The soul never mixes with the bodily elements. Although the soul is within the body, it is separate and always pure. One must analyze and understand himself. This is self-realization. Naiti naiti is the analytical process of rejecting matter. By expertly conducting such an analysis, one can understand where the soul is. One who is not expert, however, cannot distinguish gold from earth, nor the soul from the body. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shriyutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsh Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya నామినే గౌరతుషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శివాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. దేహేస్తు సర్వసంఘాతో జగత్తత్స్థూరితి ద్విధా అత్రైవ మృగ్య పురుషో నైతి నేతి త్యజన్. దేర్ ఆర్ టూ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ బాడీస్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్ సోల్. అ గ్రాస్ బాడీ మేడ్ అప్ ఆఫ్ 5 గ్రాస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ అండ్ ద సటిల్ బాడీ మేడ్ అప్ ఆఫ్ 3 సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్. విదిన్ దీస్ బాడీస్ హవెవర్ ఇస్ ద స్పిరిట్ సోల్. వన్ మస్ట్ ఫైండ్ ద సోల్ బై అనాలిసిస్ సేయింగ్ this is not it, this is not it. Thus one must separate spirit from matter. So we are reading what Prahlad Maharaj has learnt in the womb of his mother. Very subtle and highly spiritual subject matter, or another sense technical subject matter, is been spoken by Narad Muni to Kayadu, and Prahlad Maharaj is in the womb of his mother Kayadu, and Narad Muni is speaking such a philosophy, very lofty philosophy. This is lofty because a mind or intelligence which is influenced by the modes of material nature, especially passion and ignorance, it is very difficult for him to understand analysis. It requires intelligence, awakened or at least a good intelligence, to understand analytical subject. And here the analysis of body and soul, how they are separate from each other, is been described. So surely Mother Kayadu, being a lady and in a situation of being a pregnant lady, it was very difficult for her to absorb what Narad Muni is speaking. But by the mercy of Narad Muni, Prahlad Maharaj, who is in the womb, he is able to absorb. On a scientific and technical basis, if we want to give some explanation about how a baby who is not yet fully grown inside the mother's womb is able to hear sound vibration which is been spoken by a person outside, it's very difficult to give explanation. Technically, you know, no scientist or a doctor, you know, will agree that, you know, that child, because we know that ears are required, a functioning ears are required for hearing the sound vibration. But Prahlad Maharaj is hearing in the womb. And it is explained that because of mercy of Narad Muni, although Prahlad Maharaj in a most difficult situation, being in the womb, it's not a comfortable place. Bhagavatam explains how it's a very small chamber inside the womb and the child is practically twisted. His head and legs are touching in such a U form. Very difficult, uncomfortable position. We know, you know, we have to sit in the Bhagavatam class for 1 hour. It becomes so difficult. Our legs start paining. We start moving our places and try to be little. So body gives so much trouble, difficulty. So inside the womb, we can understand how much difficult it will be, circumstance. Very difficult. And in that difficult situation, to hear a transcendental message, it's like next to impossible. It's not possible to hear. Forget about understanding the subject matter. Because for understanding spiritual or transcendental subject matter, one requires awakened intelligence. It's not easy, it's not possible otherwise to understand. Prabhupada, so many times, you know, he used to bring out this aspect. The famous conversation is there, recorded. When he was talking with Professor Kotowski, very learned person, scholar, and he was trying to tell him that we are not the body, we are spirit soul who is within the body, encaged within the body. And he was having such difficulty to understand that. Prabhupada said even a layman, a coolie or a person who is carrying weights on his back in India, he understands the subject matter of soul. He knows that there is soul within the body. There is Atma, he understands. Jai Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar, Shishi Gaur Nitai Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, it's not a question of being a learned in a language or being learned about the things of this world. Actually, it requires mercy and intelligence to understand and comprehend spiritual subject matter. On the contrary to this example, we have a very legendary example of very learned person in the Vedic literatures. His name was Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. In fact, greatest of the sannyasis used to come and attend classes of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya because he was such a scholarly person in the Vedic literatures. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he had opportunity to hear from him, what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reaction to his explanation? He was sitting like a blank person with no emotions on his face. It was a blank, dry, dead face. He was speaking. He went on speaking for 7 days continuously. And Mahaprabhu was sitting with no signs of any kind of, acceptance or, a person is understanding what is being spoken. Total blank space was there. So after 7 days of explaining, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya felt, I don't know whether whatever I am speaking is going that side or not. Sorry. So he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so whatever I am speaking, are you able to understand? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Vedanta Sutra is just like a sun, full sun. It's so easy to understand Vedanta Sutra. But the explanations which you are giving, they are like the black clouds covering that sun. and therefore it's very difficult to understand what you are explaining. And that was like a blow, a very hard blow for the ego of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Because first time somebody, you know, is contradicting or directly saying that whatever you are saying is nonsense. So here Srila Prabhupada is talking to Kotowski, trying to give him an understanding that there is a soul in the body, and it was so difficult for him to understand. And on the contrary, here is a very learned person in the Vedic literature, and for him to understand God as a person is very difficult. So what is common factor in transforming these people? The common factor is the mercy. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was merciful to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya because of his connection with a devotee. And here Prabhupada, being a pure devotee with his heart filled with mercy and compassion, he was earnestly trying to give an understanding to professor that yes, there is a soul within the body. So a very important common factor is the mercy of the Lord. Without the mercy of the Lord, one cannot understand. And Krishna has very clearly explained this aspect in a beautiful verse. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedesya sarver ahameva vedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So Lord is the source of remembrance, forgetfulness and knowledge. Without the help of the Lord, living entity, the spirit soul, has no scope to understand anything. Because the Lord is the source. He gives that understanding by which he can know it, understand it. So, in a simple term, the living entity, the spirit soul, is totally dependent on the Lord. We know, technically, the spirit soul is called as marginal energy or tatastha shakti. Lord is spiritual and this material energy is bhautik shakti, material energy. And there is a tatastha, marginal. Although marginal energy, the living entity is spiritual by nature, but because it is marginal in nature, it has a tendency to be overpowered by material nature or by spiritual nature. So, therefore, when the living entity is entrapped in the body, in the material world, which is overpowered by the material energy, illusory energy of the Lord, external energy of the Lord, the soul is very helpless, very difficult for him to understand anything. And therefore, the Lord, understanding how difficult it will be for the living entity covered by Maya to exist, the Lord accompanies as a Paramatma with him all the time to give him that necessary remembrance, forgetfulness and knowledge by which he can come to him. So without the help of Paramatma, the living entity is powerless, has no way by which he can save himself from the difficult situation. So therefore, time and again, everywhere we understand this understanding of taking shelter of the Lord is being spoken in the Vedic literature. Because that is the only way by which one can come out. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. Very beautiful verse in the 10th chapter, in 10th verse. चतुर्श्लोकी भगवत गीता. सो हियर इट सेज तेषां सतत युक्तानां भजतां प्रीतिपूर्वकं ददामि बुद्धि योगं तम. सो व्हेन वन इज एंगेज्ड इन भक्ति योगा और बुद्धि योगा, व्हेन वन सरेंडर्स टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, लॉर्ड गिव्स हिम इंटेलिजेंस. ददामि बुद्धि योगं तम येन माम उपयान्ति ते, हाउ यू कैन कम बैक टू मी. सो these two aspects are very very important. One is surrendering to the Lord, and secondly taking guidance from the Lord. Prabhupada very clearly explains, if you go to the purport, yes, then if one is expert means personal ability, one is expert in something, that is personal ability. One is expert and follows the acharya, he can understand that the spirit soul living within the body. So the guidance or the knowledge has to be given to the living entity. In another place in Bhagavad Gita, three stages of the living entities are being explained. In Sanskrit words, if you want to see, one is called as Jagrit Avastha, one is called as Swapna Avastha, and one is called as Sushupti Avastha. Wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. These are the three stages in which the living entity exists in the material world. In Jagrat Avastha, he is awake. Of course, Prabhupada gives explanation in terms of different species of life. Jagrat Avastha, a soul in the body of human being, is been explained. Swapna Avastha is a place, is a species where the soul is not very much awakened. In the sense, the bodies like animal bodies, that there the soul is in the swapna, dreaming stage. And susupti is a very deep sleep where hardly there is any awakeness or external level, any activities will be seen of the spirit soul. And the example is given of the trees. Trees hardly exhibit living symptoms. Of course there are, and it shows, but the consciousness which is awakened or which is prayed is very, very in a small way exhibited by that body. So these are the stages in which the living entity exists in the material world. In swapna, very deep sleep, and dreaming stage, it's very difficult for the soul to exhibit its full consciousness. It's very much controlled, very much restricted. But only in Jagrita Avastha, a soul when he is in the human body, does he has an opportunity to exhibit his full consciousness, where he can question, that is the basic instinct, questioning of a awakened person. Awakened person will question, ask question, why am I suffering? Why I am unhappy? Why there are troubles for me? Why I am in problem? He will ask like this. So that is a indication that he is awakened. He knows what's happening with him. So only in such an awareness situation will the living entity ask and try to save himself from the difficult situation. So Prahlad Maharaj, he knows, because he is preaching to his fellow mates, he knows that they are very much covered by passion and ignorance. So how do I give them an understanding by which they will understand the importance of surrendering to Krishna? And the very first thing he wants to do is, he wants to shatter their ignorance. He wants to awaken them, give them an understanding that, my dear friends, what you are thinking yourself as the body is not the reality. Your reality is you are eternally part and parcel of Krishna. So he wants to awaken, Prahlad Maharaj wants to awaken his friends from that slumber of ignorance caused by passion and ignorance. So this is a very important aspect. So many places we talk about Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. We offer our obeisances and gratitude to the spiritual master. Why? Because Om Ajnan Timir Andhasya, we have become blind by mode of passion and ignorance. We think that we are the body and we always act for the benefit of the body, for the happiness. So this is because of Andhasya. He has become blind by passion and ignorance. But the spiritual master, he gives chakshu, he gives us eyes by which we can see the reality in the form of transcendental knowledge, Divya Gyan. Chakshudan, Divya Gyan, he gives, by which we can see that actually the conception which we are carrying of life is totally wrong and baseless. We have to change our conception of life. The conception, real conception of life is Jivera Swarupoy Krishnera Nitya Das. This is real conception. So this conception needs to be accepted and practiced for realization. Realization will not come just like that. Just by knowledge, hearing the subject matter, one doesn't get realization. For realization, one needs mercy. And mercy comes when we do pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. So when we do these three things, we inquire, get understanding, serve the great souls, then the mercy follows. And when the mercy follows, we are awakened. We understand that ability is given by Krishna, who is within our heart as Paramatma. He gives us that knowledge, that realization, by which we can actually live on the right conception of life, the perfect, correct conception of life, being the eternal servant of Krishna. So therefore, we need mercy. We need the process of devotional service which Krishna has kindly given us. So there are two things what helps us. If we read third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the last section on, you know, about the lust which is been spoken. So there very nice understanding is given by Krishna, as well as Srila Prabhupada gives wonderful purpose there, giving us understanding that the soul is covered by body, the subtle body, which is first is intelligence, then the mind, of course first is ego and then intelligence and then mind, and then above that is the gross body which all of us see with our eyes. So the Vedic literatures and the acharyas, they speak transcendental knowledge by which we develop our spiritual intelligence. But what about the soul? What is the need of the soul? The need of the soul is love. The soul only knows that. He doesn't know anything else. He is not a technical person in another sense. But the need of the soul is love. So when the soul practices loving activities, we call it as devotional service. So when the soul is practicing loving devotional service, the soul's need is taken care of, and on the other hand, intelligence is purified by the Vedic literature's inputs and inputs from the acharyas. This way, the soul is able to be re-established in its eternal position. And what stops is the modes of material nature and the wrong association stops us from doing that. The wrong association influences the soul, the desire, basic desires, and the modes of material nature cover the intelligence. And with the soul desiring wrongly, with the wrong intelligence, implicates himself in the cycle of karma and he becomes bound. So in order to liberate that soul, one has to purify intelligence and one has to have association of devotees and the devotional service to fulfill the need of the soul, that is to love Krishna and to love Krishna's devotees. So when both the things are provided, then only liberation is possible. Otherwise, it is not possible. One has to be expert and follow the acharya. Both are required. What is expert mean? Expert means right desires, right kind of desires one should have. That is expertise. And acharyas, when they are speaking, they are taking care of the intelligence, buddhi. Very beautiful, Prabhupada says, when one's intelligence becomes clear through devotional service, one is situated in buddhi yoga or bhakti yoga. The intelligence needs to be cleared. And what clears the intelligence is when he hears from the Vedic literatures or the acharyas. That way his intelligence is pure, clear. And when with that clear intelligence, he will know what to desire, what not to desire. And by properly desiring and taking advantage of the devotional service provided to him, the living entity can come out of this illusory existence and liberate himself. So this is very important aspect, because Prabhupada is talking about in a very technical way in this purport. So therefore I have to speak in a technical way today. Although, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam is rasamalayam. It is full with mellows of loving, you know, sentiments of Krishna, Krishna's devotees. So it can take us to another realm. A realm of, you know, spiritual ecstasies. At the same time, the same Srimad Bhagavatam also brings us to reality, awakens us that where we are, what we are thinking, what we are desiring, what are our aspirations. Wake up, like that Srimad Bhagavatam does that. So today is a waking up call for us. Prahlad Maharaj, with the help of and a preaching to his students, Prabhupada is giving us a wake-up call. Wake up from our sleep, from our slumber, from our misconception that we are the body and living for the existence of the body, to a real world where we understand we are spiritual, eternal, and, you know, should engage in the loving devotional service of the Lord and his devotees. So this is very beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada, enlightening us. I was just thinking about, because Janmasmi is coming up, it's very, very much relevant to contemplate, especially in this section what is going on. It's very relevant, because it's talking about awakening a person. When Lord Krishna appeared in this material world, which we know he appeared in Mathura, but he appeared in the jail, and that too night 12 o'clock. It's a dark day, that means means dark time. It's a darkness in the jail. The Lord is appearing to dissipate darkness and to remove the shackles of the jail. He does both the things. So that is very significant. Janmasmi is a day of celebrating or inviting Krishna in our life. My dear Krishna, when you appeared in Mathura in the jail, you removed darkness as well as shackles. So please kindly appear in my heart and remove darkness and remove the shackles by which I am bound to this material world, bound to this body, thinking that this body is so beautiful, so nice, so wonderful. I am this body. Let me try to be happy with this body. No. Krishna is appearing to break our dreams, so-called dreams of this material world, to give us that, why you are forgetting me? I am the object of your love. I am the object of your service. I am the one with whom you are eternally related. Why you are forgetting me? So Krishna's appearance in a very peculiar situation is a loud preaching by Krishna to all of us, saying that just see what is your situation. You are in a shackled stage. You are in a darkness stage. Please come out of this. I am coming for you. Please take shelter of me, and I will give you a place which is illuminated and which has no darkness. As Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that in the spiritual, Tad Dham Paramam My Dham Abode does not require sun and moon for illumination. It is self-illuminated place. So this Janmasmi festival and the pastime how Lord Krishna appears is very, very significant for every one of us, because we are in a difficult situation. We are in a precarious situation. And Krishna is kindly appearing to every one of us so that we can be relieved of that burden, so-called burden we have gathered on our head, on our consciousness, to understand what is our real situation and to be engaged in our real position. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments, any questions?
You mentioned association is one of the important aspects in spiritual life, that is not the law. And you also mentioned that one has to associate with pure yoga, is called as a conscious yoga. So, what do you mean by yoga? Is it that anyone who is in Kantimara Yoga is a devotee, or how do you define a pure yoga?
Yeah, how do we define a pure devotee? Bhagavatam, it is explained, it takes one to know one. So, unless we are pure devotee, we cannot understand who is pure devotee. But yes, there are indications of, how do we understand who is a purer devotee. Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion talks about Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttam devotee. So in that he says, Nindadi Shunyaridam Ipsita Sangha Labdhya. One should associate with Nindadi Shunya, one who is free from tendency to criticize others. This is a very prominent symptom of an advanced devotee, a pure devotee. Very, very important. So therefore, if you observe devotees, they'll be very much reluctant at heart to say ill about others. And when somebody tells them ill about others, criticizes others, he feels very uncomfortable to hear that. So that is an indication that this devotee is grown devotee, he is advanced devotee, because he doesn't like. On the contrary, he likes to glorify others and hear others' glories. So this is very significant aspect to understand. How do we be careful when we are associating with the devotees? So personally, we should not like to criticize others, and we should not hear others' criticism. And if someone else is around us trying to do that, and if we have some relationship, we can always tell him that please don't do that, that's not good. That's not what Krishna expects us, that's not what Prabhupada expects us from a devotee. So let us get rid of this tendency to criticize others and hear criticisms from others. So this is one very important quality where we can understand how advanced a devotee is, and we can take association of such a devotee. There are many other symptoms also. Bhagavad Gita talks about, you know, second chapter if you read, Sthita Pragya Saka Bhasha, you know, how do we understand a devotee who is fixed in his consciousness, fixed in devotional service. So lot of symptoms are being explained. If we read them carefully, we understand they are behavioral reactions of a devotee to the inputs which he receives. Like in a disturbed situation, how a pure devotee or advanced devotee will react, that has been explained. That he is not affected by happiness, he is not affected by distress, he is equal in both situations, you know, summer, winter, you know, like that. And so these symptoms help us to understand how advanced a devotee is, and then we can take association with such a devotee. By which, because what happens is when we associate with such a devotee and hear from such devotees, our desires, the wrong desires or the polluted desires, are purified, and we get wonderful desires to do in devotional service. And that is very important for us, that we should have proper desires in devotional service. If we don't have, it's very difficult to advance in spiritual life. It's very important to have proper desires, and that for that we need association of wonderful devotees, sincere devotees. Okay. Yes, please.
So as we were giving example of not affecting the lapness, he eliminated everything. So similarly, Lord is in everyone's heart. He is giving us guidance, but we are not listening to him because we are entangled with this force of meditation.
Yes.
This is the problem.
Yeah. Bhagavad Gita explains two birds example. One bird is sitting and he is jumping from one branch to another branch, one branch to another branch, and tasting different fruits, sometimes sweet, sometimes sour, sometimes, you know. So, and he is happy sometimes because of that, sometimes he is morose, he is suffering, this, that. But another bird is simply sitting there, observing what this bird is doing. So this example gives us an indication that Paramatma is waiting for our call. Just like that bird is waiting, when this bird is going to look at me, turn his head towards me, as soon as he does that, first thing will happen, he'll become peaceful just by looking at me. He'll be peaceful. So Paramatma, he's shouting like anything at the top of his lungs in our heart. But we can understand how much we are deaf. that we are not able to hear. Sometimes when we do wrong things, you know, a loud voice comes from within us that you did a wrong thing. And you know, somewhere we feel repentant. Oh, I should have not done it. Oh, I should have not spoken harshly to that devotee. I did wrong thing. So that is Paramatma who is telling us. But we have to be awake to hear that. If we are not awake, we'll just neglect that feeling in the heart. We just neglect it, overlook it, and we'll just walk ahead with our life. So that's what we most of the times we do. We neglect voice of Paramatma within our heart. And because of that, we are not able to actually take benefit of his guidance from within. Thank you. Thank you very much. Lord's mercy is there. Lord's mercy is there, but we are not yet ready. His presence itself is such a big mercy in our heart. He has not left us alone. He is there, right there for us. But we are not yet ready. That's why we are not able to recognize that mercy. Hare Krishna. Okay. So already time is there. Yeah, that's a practical way to recognize who is advanced devotee, because when we associate, we'll understand, oh, this person, he doesn't like to criticize others. There are other symptoms of a devotee. He'll be sincere in his practices of devotional service. That is another symptom we can understand that, yes, this devotee must be advanced devotee. A madhyam devotee, although he discriminates, doesn't mean he criticizes. He does not associate, because he understands that the disease of that person is too deep for me to handle, because I am not so advanced. So for that, a better doctor is required. I am a small doctor, you know. Of course, to understand or think that I am a doctor itself is a, you know, big thing. But we are fortunate, you know, to be given the opportunity to practice devotional service, and we want to share the same fortune we have received to others. So in that way, we are doctors. So we can handle small diseases only. The level we are, the education or the realization we have, we can handle only small diseases. But some deep-rooted, strong diseases, only a very educated and expert, you know, doctors can only handle. So therefore, there is a discrimination. He discriminates because he doesn't have that adhikar of dealing with heavy things. So he does, you know, deals with the small things in that way. So, yeah, he should be sincere. He should not criticize others. And he should have favorable desires in devotional service, because when we associate, we come to know desires also. by when we talk with each other, we understand what desires he is carrying in his heart. When we talk, we understand that also. So these are few more things which can help us to understand whom to associate, whom not to associate with for our devotional progress. Desires, sincerity in practices of devotional service, sincerity in rendering services, not wanting to criticize or hear criticisms of others, wanting to serve. These are wonderful things we can observe in a devotee, and we can understand that, oh, this is pretty wonderful devotee and let me associate with him. Okay. Thank you all very much for your kind patience. I went beyond time. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki.